The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Anthony A. is a little upset with somebody in the studio. There's only three of us, and it ain't me. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Price Sort Loda High.
Okay.
Get it off your chest,
let's go. Let's hear it. Anthony, come on.
I love where my life's at right now, and I love my coworkers, but I do work with a lot of screen gazers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what screen gazers are, it's people who look at your phone screen just because they want to see what's going on in your life.
Nosy folks.
Yes, dude. All right.
I look at your computer, too.
Yeah. That's another thing where I notice I have multiple screen gazers because
I can see the reflection of the window here.
Thank you for letting me know that. Every time my computer's open, I feel like I'm performing for a live audience whenever we have our post-show meetings. Everybody's in here and I'm like, all my tabs are open.
You can't even act like you're working. You have to really work because people can see.
No, I got to act like working down, dog.
So this has been going on for a while, and Anthony actually bought himself one of these, what is it called?
Oh, yeah, screen protector. On my phone, I got a screen blocker. You can't look at it unless
I would
eyes.
Never know that because I'm not a screen gazer.
There you go, Dana.
DJ Automatic.
I noticed a couple years ago because I was trying to look at his phone, and I was like, hey, I can't even see what your phone says. What did you put on your phone?
Do you know why he did that?
Because I do that.
Why do you do that? You're so nosy. I can't text anybody.
I'm not nosy.
Yes, you
I
are.
Am observant.
There it is.
Oh, my gosh.
I just need to know what's going on around me.
The funniest way is when you called me out about my phone protector or my screen blocker is when we weren't even in a conversation. I was just sitting at a desk and you just walk up and go, dude, I can't see what's on your phone.
You're not even trying to hide it. You know how rude that is for me to be texting somebody? You're like, who's that? Why are you saying that to somebody? Why are you up in the business, Automatic?
I said I'm observant. So the other day I did it to somebody else or somebody was doing it to me. And I thought screen gazing was like a common term.
It's very common.
I think it might be only coined within the show.
Oh, really?
No, it's not. Screen gazing is all over.
Because I called my homie Wheezy, and we'll just say his name is Wheezy, and
you called him a what?
I called him a screen gazer, and he said, what'd you call me?
Oh.
And I was like, a screen gazer, and he was like, you better check your mouth when you talk to me like that.
Well, he didn't know what screen gazer meant.
He's gay, and he thought I was calling him something
else.
Oh,
my gosh.
Once I explained it to him, he was like, don't call me that still.
He thought it was a slur, but it's not. Well, it's a bad
habit.
It's
a nosy guy, and that's what I am. I'm a nosy guy.
Well, nice. When I call you a screen gazer, that's double entendre now. So there we go, dude.
Mind your business, people. Mind your business. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Skip the Straw Day.
Let's do that, people. Why do we want to make the earth dirty? Give it a day. Give it a rest. I was watching video of straws being removed from turtles and other sea animals. Oh my gosh, my heart was just torn apart.
Didn't Trump just get rid of paper straws?
Paper straws, but we're skipping straws altogether now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're doing here.
Let's just skip the straws altogether.
Let's do that.
All right.
And let's go right along next to National Sticky Buns Day.
Try to get rid of that, Trump.
Automatic sticky buns. I know they're not good for us, but they're so good out of the vending machine.
Yes.
I don't care how long they've been there.
They're good anyway.
Little cafecito in the morning.
A sticky bun is a honey bun is a sticky bun, right?
I'm not sure if they're the same things, but I know they're $2.50 now. Inflation got me. Got me.
And let's wrap it up by shouting out all the caregivers. It's National Caregiver Day, y'all.
I know you work so extra hard at all you do, whether you're caring for your mother or father or you're driving on your way to care for someone else's parents. We appreciate all you do.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Meredith Masony is a mom on Instagram who lost it. She had a meltdown, and I felt it. This is what happened when her and her husband gave their teenager a whole lot of cash.
My 16-year-old daughter went away this weekend for a birthday trip with her friends, and my husband gave her $200 in cash. Was it $200 in cash? $200 in cash for the weekend. Food, if she wanted to go buy something while she was there, because it was a four-day weekend, and they were looking forward to this for so long, so we were like, here's $200. About 2 hours into the trip, the Capital One goes off. Little notification. $12.96 has been spent. And so he looks at me and he goes, she's using that Capital One. I said, what is she using the Capital One for? You gave her $200 in cash for food, whatever, da da da. A couple hours later, there it goes again. So that night we get on the phone with her. We're like, hey, what's going on? Why are you using our credit card? She goes, well, that's for food. I said, I don't understand what that means. That's for food. We gave you $200 for food for a fantastic time. And she goes, oh, no, food doesn't count in that $200. The $200 was mine. That's what she says. The $200 was mine. The Capital One is for food. because you guys have to pay for my food. I think every teenager on this planet has lost their minds.
I agree 100%, but that's your fault, Mom, and it's my fault because I believe that I have given my last child, I have three beautiful daughters, a lot. She's a hard worker, don't get me wrong, but because of the way I grew up, because of the way I had to raise my first two daughters, I was 15 when I had my oldest, Kirsten, we had nothing. We ate rice so often, I just started making lemon rice again. Automatic's like, why you never made this? Because we used to eat it all the time.
It is so good.
So our third daughter, Ava Maddock, I just feel like I want to give her so much. Because I didn't have anything.
You caused some entitlement.
And my two oldest daughters, Kirsten, my oldest, will say, gosh, Ava's so lucky she has things like a roof over her head.
Food besides lemon rice.
Vegetables. And, you know, she's making light of our tough situation. The entitlement, the audacity of a 16-year-old to say, you have to do this. What? Who are you talking to?
Well, just remember, you raised her.
So the mother.
Wait, are we talking about your daughter or the
girl? We're talking about everybody.
And I do want to give my daughter a lot of credit. Ava Maddock is self-sufficient. She works. She's by herself right now. She's going to school on her own, making appointments on her own because she's about to be out of the house. But there are instances that she says things that drive me up the wall.
I think when she got a job, she started to understand the value of everything.
And she did that on her own, and I thought that was super important that she's a hustler. She understands that mom and dad aren't going to pay her way. And that's because I'll give credit to her two older sisters. My daughters told her, mom is not, she will cut you off if you don't do what she says. And I did, even with my oldest. Automatic said, I couldn't believe when you did that. My oldest moved out of the house at 17. She graduated early, and she wanted to start living her life like she wanted to do. And I said, okay, if that's what you're going to do, you have to be on your own. And she did it. Extremely successful now. Extremely successful.
Took her a little while, but she got there.
She got there. And second child, same thing. Extremely successful. She makes it happen. And I was tough on them. And I will be tough on my little one, too. It irks me to hear a child tell a parent, you have to do this.
So I'm going to take...
I'm
going to take the kid's side on this one, though. Because when you give your kid $200 for 4 days on a vacation, it's not $19.95 anymore. If it's three meals a day, that's $16 a meal. You can't even go to McDonald's for $16
anymore. Yeah, you can. You can budget. You can leave that house and you can sit down with mom and dad and say, how much should I spend? I guarantee you, you can spend $200 a day. Some people live on $200 a week. You can make it work. I just told you the rice story, sir. There is
always
a way.
Yeah, but she's on vacation with another family.
I don't give a damn.
And that's the other thing. Don't send your kid on vacation with another family and expect them to pay for everything else. If that was the case, happened to us before.
Now we're venting.
Yeah, that one's happened to me a few times.
Now we're projecting here.
Automatic.
Those parents' names, dude. Let them know. But if you guys are both right, I think she should be able to budget herself.
Before you leave the house.
Also, I just think the mom's a little naive. I don't think it's a generational thing. I'm a millennial. If you'd have gave me $200 and a credit card at 16, I'm running that credit card up. Like, you don't understand a young person who's never had a credit card before. And also, in the daughter's defense, who pays for cash anymore? Everything's tapped to base. You think a 16-year-old is going to know how to pay cash?
The $20 out and you do it. And you better learn. You got to learn. And I like that the mom is talking about it. I love that we're having this conversation, too, because we're teaching our daughter, I am not an endless supply of money.
Learn to live within a budget.
I think they should make the daughter pay back the charges on a credit card with interest so she understands what that does.
I love that solution. And I tried to do it with Ava Maddock. And then she literally, I will show you right now. She sent me, she's like, here's the Venmo. And I said, I don't want your money, mija.
After all that.
Dana talks tough, but she's a softie.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Music legend Irv Gotti passed earlier this month, and there were a lot of people who attended his funeral. We'll talk about it. Also, Ja Rule spoke. We've got that audio. But first, Anthony, celebrity birthdays.
We have Elliot Page celebrating his birthday, Giveon, and Jordan Peele.
Irv Gotti, CEO and founder of Murder, Inc. Records, made a lot of hits. Now, in between the beginning of that and him passing, there was a lot of, I think, back and forth between him and people in the music industry. A lot of enemies were made, and then people came back together. Really, I think when they got to become older and understand this isn't the way we want to operate.
Him and 50 Cent definitely never called it cool.
No, absolutely not. But you know who attended his funeral? Ashanti, Lloyd, Charlie Baltimore, Fat Joe, and Jay-Z. and many others attended. Which
he's a big reason Jay-Z has a hip-hop career.
Yeah, and a lot of people put their differences aside because in the end, you know, he's responsible for a lot of people's careers. And I had no idea that he'd been sick for quite some time. He'd suffered many strokes, and they were kind of hiding it in hopes that he was going to recover. But he did not recover.
And fortunately enough for us, he's left us a lifetime and a legacy of work that we can enjoy and, you know, use to celebrate his life. And, yeah.
The music that Murder, Inc. put out is timeless. It will be played forever and ever and ever. Here's Ja Rule speaking at the funeral.
I won't take up any more time, but I just want to say, Irv, I love you. Everyone in this room loves you. You touched everybody in your own way in this room. I know everybody has their moments of that with him. And so we are here, a celebration of your life, because it will live on forever. I love you, my brother.
Obviously, Ja Rule owes a lot to Irv Gotti. I mean, he continues to tour to this very day, and his records played on radio stations all over the world. All right, rest in peace, Irv Gotti. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier today, we were talking about really good parents. Myself, Dana Cortez, along with my husband, DJ Automatic, and our BFF over here, Anthony.
Are you calling us really good parents?
I think I'm an okay parent. I've gotten better in time. I had my daughter, Kirsten, at 15. Not the greatest parent. And then I had my other daughter, Stasia, very young as well. Being a little bit older when I had Ava Maddox, or not necessarily older, just of legal age to have a child, I would say I've done a much better job. You have to, as a parent, understand that each child must fail.
Yes.
At multiple things for them to grow so that later in life they have the skill set to maneuver through problems without mommy and daddy coming to the rescue.
That, yes, people have to figure that out on their own. I will say, Dana, has your homie, I have witnessed you. You're very good at letting your kids figure it out on their own.
Oh, gotta
but
be.
At the same time, being compassionate through the whole situation.
Of course.
If that's what you want to call it, compassion.
Yeah, I love you.
From my perspective, can't I'm help pretty you. Sure everybody else better get it all.
Well, recently, our daughter was, she don't even come to me. This is how they know. Ava Matic comes to DJ Automatic here about some tickets that she bought with her own money.
And she way overpaid for them. And then she decided that she didn't want to go because it was too expensive. She just couldn't afford to spend that kind of money on a concert. And she was like, Dad, sell them for me. And I was like, I'm not in the business of selling tickets. I'm
we
in the business of giving them away. So that's not something I can help you with. Figure it out.
There it is.
She sold
figured
them.
It out.
She sold there the tickets. Is, she figured dog. It out.
Hell yeah. That's beautiful. Last time my mom told me to figure it out. Or not the last time, but one of the most memorable times. I am notorious for running out of gas. Not anymore since I've been further into adulthood. But one time my mom was just finally fed up. And I was like, Mom, I ran out of gas. I was on the other side of town. And she goes, you know what? You figure it out. Our town
did you
is
figure
not,
it
I
out?
Our town's not that big. And I did. I called all my friends eventually until I got my friend Gabe. Shout out to my good friend Gabe.
Yeah.
He came through with a gallon of gas.
Dude, my figure it out moment was when I got kicked out of another school. I had to go to a school that was across the city. And my dad was like, figure it out. Figure out how you're going to get
oh,
to school.
I know,
so I would take the city bus every morning to across the city to the other school. Then my friend Ross got his car and was able to drive
Let's
and transfer
Ross.
Schools to my
Let's
school.
Go.
Guess what? Shout out to Ross to this day.
Yeah. Shout out to those moral lessons on our good best friends.
For real. The last time I remember one of the most memorable moments of my mom saying figure it out is when I had my daughter Kirsten at 15. Full circle. Figure it out!
Yeah.
And I did. Catch this
that was
on the
way
Dana
harder
Cortez
than riding
Show podcast. For sure. Wherever you stream podcasts, we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.